enough yapping. Let's get back to some music. I have here... Hey, someone's at the door. I'll go see who it is. John Lennon? In Denny's Den? It's really you? Wow, it really is you, John. Oh man, it's great to see you still have your sense of humor. Hey, listen, I imagine you don't have a whole lot of time to hang around.
I got no time for trivialities.
Oh man, there's probably 10 million questions I'd like to ask you, but okay, first of all, what's it like, you know, on the other side?
Imagine there's no heaven.
Oh, really?
Nothing is real.
I see.
And I'm not what I appear to be.
Hey, what about reincarnation?
Not a second time.
Huh, so what do you do all day long, huh?
The twist.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. So let me ask you, with the Beatles, I know that you had all that success in Europe, in England, in 1963, and there's nothing more than you wanted than to make it in America. So when you were getting ready to come to the U.S. and you heard that Capitol Records had this big promotional campaign in the works, I mean, what did you say?
We don't love to see the plan.
That makes sense. So when you finally got here, what'd you think?
Woo!
Back to my other train of thought. Now that you are where you are, you could travel anywhere, right?
Across the universe.
Wow. Did you ever go to any of the other planets? Like Mars? Is there life on Mars?
Everybody's green.
And I just thought that was sci-fi. Huh. Excuse me, John. Someone's at the door. Do you mind waiting?
Take your time. Don't hurry.
Okay, I'll be right back. Let's see who it is.
No!
Hey, John, it's Yoko.
She's not a girl who misses much.
Yeah, apparently not. But it looks like she's gotta leave.
I got a whole lot of things to tell her.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Hey, John, look, George is here.
It's Johnny's birthday, it's Johnny's birthday, and we would like to wish him all the very best.
Oh, that's right, I almost forgot. Your 80th birthday is coming up in a few days, John. Happy birthday. Hey, John, now that you can look back on your life and the world, can you leave us with any words of wisdom?
The best things in life are free.
Yeah, you've certainly told us that before. Anything else?
One and one and one is three.
I think that sounds about right. You know, I've always been so bad at math. One and one and one is three. Let me work it out.
Come on and work it on out.
One and one and one is three.
Better work it on out.
Yeah, that's correct, right? It is, yeah?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm glad we clarified that. Now, look, John, I can't believe this, but I gotta kick you out. I got a radio show to finish here. Any final words before you go?
One thing I can tell you is you got to be free.
Wow, you got that one right, John. Now, more than ever, all of us here in Denny's Den and WFMU land, all the listeners, all of us, we love you. Happy birthday.
Come on, Dennis, let's hear it for Dennis!
Oh, thank you very much.
This is Johnny Rhythm just saying good night to you all, and God bless you.
Number nine, number...
too high, you're above the way.
yourself. You're gonna lose that girl.
Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose
that girl.
If you don't take her out tonight, she's gonna change her mind.
She's gonna change her mind.
And I will take her out tonight and I will treat her kind.
I'm gonna treat her kind.
You're gonna lose that girl.
Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose
that girl.
If you don't treat her right, my friend, you're gonna find her gone.
You're gonna find her gone.
'Cause I will treat her right and then you'll be the lonely one.
You're not the only one.
You're gonna lose that girl.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose. Of taking her away from you.
Watch what you do.
Yeah. The way you treat her, what else can I do? Of taking her away from you.
Watch what you do.
Yeah. The way you treat her, what else can I do? If you don't take her out tonight, she's gonna change her
mind.
She's
gonna change her mind.
And I will take her out tonight and I will treat her kind.
I'm gonna treat her kind.
You're gonna lose that girl.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose.
To see a smile makes my life worthwhile. It's just to know, know her. It's to love, love, love her. And I do,
and I do, and I do,
and I do,
and I do,
and I do,
and I do, and I
da 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 da. I'll be good to her. I'll make love to her. Everyone says there'll come a day when I'll walk alongside of her. It's just to know her. It's to love, love, love her. And I do,
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 and I
do.
To know her is to love, love, love her.
my story that I once left out. I sailed with the tides and lived on dreams. I've watched the sunrise over every ocean.
That's my life, that's my love and my home.
It started in Liverpool, where I was born. No father to advise me, but I carried on. The first time I saw the sea, I just knew this had to be.
That's my life, that's my love and my home.
I must tell you this, I was no heartbreaker, perhaps a dream maker. But as the years rolled by, I saw a lifetime of love go wrong. Pity was my partner all along. Yet listen to me, just let me tell you, now I've grown strong. Could be the end of my story, but my story will never end. Because people have always told me I've been a true friend, with little to give, but a heart to lend.
That's my life, that's my love, and my home.
I'll make no excuses for my own abuses. Life makes us all that way. I could blame the cruel sea for taking away from me.
That's my life, that's my love and my home. That's my life, that's my love and my home.
That was my life, my love and my home.
Hey, you got Denny's Den here in WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. Well, we started that set after that little interlude with The Silky. I think it was 1965, right? British group The Silky. John Lennon's You've Got to Hide Your Love Away. And legend has it that Paul and Ringo were on that session. I think it was Paul and Ringo on tambourine, maybe? One of the other Beatles, or maybe George and Ringo? Correct me, please, if I'm wrong, if you know. And that came out in America on Fontana Records. I think it was on Fontana in England, too. Always liked that label. After The Silky, well, we heard Gary Lewis and the Playboys from the album called She's Just My Style, his version of Run for Your Life. And if you look at the cover of the She's Just My Style LP, which I believe I've already posted on the playlist, you'll notice second from right, session drummer extraordinaire Jim Keltner wearing the blue shirt. And he played drums with Gary Lewis and the Playboys for a while. It might have been his first major LA gig after moving from Oklahoma. I'm pretty sure Leon Russell brought a bunch of Oklahoma musicians to LA, where there was lots of work to be found for great musicians like Keltner and fellow Oklahoman Carl Radel, also pictured on that same cover, second from left. And then we heard The Beatles' Bad Boy, the cover of the Larry Williams song that came out in America on Beatles 6. In England, it was on a Beatles collection of oldies. And in my humble opinion, I think it ranks among Lennon's best vocal performances. What do you think? You're Gonna Lose That Girl, follow that from the Help soundtrack. And To Know Her Is to Love Her, The Beatles. The Beatles, recorded at BBC in July of 1963, covering the Teddy Bear song. Very heart-tugging, if you ask me. And we close things off with Freddie Lennon, father of John, who made a record. It came out in December of 1965 in England on Piccadilly and maybe Pi. I'm not sure. There's, or maybe Pi in some other countries. And I was surprised to find, I did some research, that it actually came out on Jerdon Records in America. I never knew that. And I just went on the Wikipedia. It says, and I really didn't realize all this, but the song was actually written by Freddie with Tony Cartwright, and based on stories that Freddie told about his seafaring days. And according to this, it says that Noel Redding and Mitch Mitchell played on the session, along with a 30-piece orchestra. And it also says when released, the song saw commercial success, with Morris Levy of Roulette Records requesting Cartwright to bring Lennon to the U.S. Then the song disappeared from the charts, and that plan was scotch. But leave it to Mo Levy to think about capitalizing on...
Yeah, the father of the Beatles, right? Yeah, they did that song She Loves You, right? Yeah, Freddie Lennon? Yeah, it could be a hit.
When I first heard that record, it blew my mind. I found it on a compilation called We Love the Pirates. It's a tribute to pirate radio, Radio London, and it's programmed kind of like the Who sellout with jingles interspersed, although I've read somewhere that the playlist on the CD doesn't really reflect what you would have heard typically on Radio London, but it's a good bunch of tunes, a lot of obscure stuff, like that one we just heard by Freddie. So I hope you enjoyed it. Oh, by the way, the noise you hear underneath my speaking is a recording from October 9th, 1971, recorded in a hotel room in Syracuse, New York. It's John Lennon, Ringo Starr, Phil Spector, Allen Ginsberg, and I forget who else. And they are having a good time. It's John's 30th birthday party. I think they were in town in Syracuse for a Yoko Ono art exhibit opening, perhaps. Okay, I'm gonna just throw a bunch of stuff up and see what sticks, all right? Here's the Floor Models, a group from New York City. You'll Come Around in Denny's Den. Stay with us, folks.
First choice, but you'll come around. Trio time now. Al McKibben, Percy Bryce, yours truly, and the nearness of you. It's funny how time slips
so true. Time does fly when you're having fun. I hope you had as much fun as I did. I really did. In Denny's Den today on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio, I'm Dennis Dyken. So let me tell you what we heard. I think it was just three tunes in that last set. We did play The Floor Models. That's a group from New York City that played around Bleecker Street in the early mid-80s. Really fine band. Hung with them many times at Kenny's Castaways, The Other End. The song we heard was called You'll Come Around from an album called Floor Your Love. You'll see the picture as a takeoff the
cover as a takeoff on the For Your Love album of the Yardbirds. The group consisted of Jerry Devine and Andy Pasternak. I think those were the two main writers. Jerry was the lead singer. The bassist was Steve Simmels, who was a featured writer in Stereo Review, and a fabulous drummer, the late, great Glenn Allen. Brings back a lot of fond memories. I think that song holds up real well. Then, love me some George Shearing. From an album called On the Sunny Side of the Strip, originally came out on Capitol, was reissued on GNP Crescendo. That was recorded at the Crescendo Club, I think it was called, wasn't it? On Sunset Strip, that's a Charlie Parker song, Confirmation. And I don't have the personnel in front of me. I'm sorry. Did he announce it on there? I don't remember. I'll try and list it on the message board if anybody wants to know. And GNP Crescendo, of course, the same label that brought us The Seeds. Headed by Gene Norman, one Gene Norman, an impresario and staunch jazz fan. Don't quite think he... I don't know. I don't know what he thought of The Seeds. I'm not going to even wager a guess here. I probably can look it up. I probably used to... Yeah, I used to know all this stuff, man. As Paul McCartney titled one of his albums, Memory Almost Full. And we close things off with our beloved Kinks, It's All Right. A stellar drum performance by Bobby Graham on that one, huh? And that was with the intention of sending us off in fine fettle from today's Denny's Den. And don't forget, coming up at 6 p.m., Cherry Blossom Clinic with Terry T. Don't miss it. We'll see you next week, folks. I want to thank you again for listening and chiming in on the message board here in Denny's Den on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. This is Dennis Dykin reminding you to have a good time all the time. Until next time.
Thank you. Welcome to the new WFMU Rock and Soul Radio stream. I've got a lot of great music for you this hour. Enjoy the electric sounds of artificial intelligence.
Music! That's our middle name!
Learn tea.